Wednesday, April 11th, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Denver, Colorado. We are right here in the Mile High City. You know, we get together every single weekday. We talk sports. We try to bring you some common sense to a world of sports that desperately, desperately needs it. We are very, very happy to have you here with us today. Happy Wednesday to you. Hey, the sports world is about to heat up in a big way over like the next, 2 months or so. NBA playoffs are coming quickly. Stanley Cup playoffs are coming tonight. The NFL draft is coming. Major League Baseball is now, well, at least underway. Work on the Daily Dose studio is also underway. I'm telling you, it is a crazy, crazy busy time of year right now. Got a lot of things to talk here on the Daily Dose. If you would like to let us know what you are most looking forward to during this season, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go over to Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got some feedback for the show. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you need a little advice. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out and contact us. Today on the show, I've got a couple stories here that I'm telling you are, pretty interesting. Got some big news coming out. Gonna have to discuss a couple things. Plus, you know, like I said, the Stanley Cup playoffs are starting tonight, and I started thinking about how important the Stanley Cup itself is. You know, there are only so many trophies in sports that we actually care about. Might have to talk about a few of those. And as we do on most Wednesdays, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings.
Hump Day!
You never know what we might be ranking today, but you know you got to tune in for those. Now, first off, we have a little bit of news coming out in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills got some news yesterday they probably didn't want to hear. It seems that Bills left guard Richie Incognito says he is retiring after 12 seasons in the NFL because of medical issues. Incognito told the Buffalo News, "I'm done. That's it. It's been a long career. My liver and kidneys are shutting down. Nothing I can't restore with some balance, but the stress is killing me. I went to a doctor's appointment the other day and they said, listen, the stress is killing you. What are you doing? And I said, I'm just doing what I love. That's playing football. So that's why I'm done." Incognito is just 34 years old. He sent a tweet to the NFL Players Association yesterday saying that he was done. Now, this is kind of crazy coming out. And this does put the Bills in a bit of a pinch. Because Incognito's potential retirement would make it the third high-profile departure from that Bills offensive line that did finally get to the playoffs last year. Remember, center Eric Wood in January announced that because of his neck injuries, he would be retiring. Then the Bills traded left tackle Cordy Glenn to the Cincinnati Bengals in March. Now, don't forget, the Bills went out and signed former Cincinnati Bengals quarterback backup A.J. McCarron. Now, here's where they're at. Hey, AJ, good news. We've got some good news for you. First off, you're now going to be a starter. I mean, that's great. You've wanted to be a starter. I mean, you just couldn't get past Andy Dalton, but now you're a starter. Isn't that great news? Here in Buffalo, we can't wait to have you be our starter. We do have just a little bit of bad news, though. Most of our offensive line is leaving. So good luck with all that. Yeah. Buffalo fans, I hope you enjoyed your trip to the playoffs. Doesn't look like you're going to get back anytime soon. That is a huge loss. I already didn't like the trade of Glenn. Like, you only have so many good offensive linemen. Getting rid of an offensive lineman like Cordy Glenn? Not sure about that. Now, if they lose Incognito, and it does sound like he's being serious. This doesn't sound like something he's just doing on a whim. It sounds like he's legitimately done. That is a scary prospect for the Buffalo Bills. And don't forget, the Buffalo Bills have been running the ball very, very effectively the past few years. Losing that offensive line, yeah, that's going to change things drastically. Okay, so I have some other news that is coming out that I am hearing that you're going to get really, really excited about, okay? Are you ready? Are you sitting down? I don't know if that makes any difference. I don't know why people say that, but whatever. Are you ready for some big, exciting news? Because I have it. Here it is. According to editor-in-chief of the Sports Journal, which is Dubai's largest sporting news outlet, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are working out the details to fight again. But this time, it's going to be in the octagon.
What?
Isn't that unbelievable? Like, you don't believe it right now, do you? Remember, it was just last week I said Floyd would never fight in the octagon. Remember, I said never say never, but I'm saying never because Floyd's never going to fight in the octagon. And here I am being proved wrong that quickly. Oh, the error of my ways.
I was way off.
I can't even believe how bad I missed on that one. Yeah, they're going to do it. They're saying it's going to take a little bit of time, but they are going to put this together. Amazing. Like, this is truly amazing. Floyd is going to get in the octagon? I'm having a hard time believing this, but that's what they say. According to sources, the UFC was actually set to announce this fight and a potential newly constructed contract for Conor McGregor at a press conference before that whole melee that ensued at the Barclays Center last Thursday, which, I mean, with that whole thing now happening, that could obviously result in a delay in this fight, but they say it is still going to happen once Conor, I don't know, what, stands trial, I guess, and once Floyd, I don't know, I guess, isn't getting shot at every time he walks outside. But they say they're going to put this thing together. I mean, that is amazing. They're going to fight in the octagon. How excited are you for this fight? Floyd getting in the octagon with Conor McGregor. I mean, we all remember when these two fought back in August. And Mayweather won on a TKO in the 10th when McGregor just couldn't answer the bell. He just ran out of gas. You know, they boxed. McGregor went and fought Mayweather in his sport. I guess he stayed in the ring. I don't know if he really gave him a fight, but he stayed in the ring. Mayweather outpointed him. They stopped it in the 10th. McGregor couldn't go any longer. Well, it is going to be different this time, my friends. It's going to be way different this time because this time it's going to be in the octagon. Get ready for some payback, Floyd. It is on now. Wait, what is this? It says there's going to be a few modified rules for this fight. Let me look at this. Let me see this. It says there's going to be some modified rules. What is this? Here's some modified rules that are going to be taking place in this fight, according again to the Sports Journal. It says, okay, a couple modified rules. Let's see. It says they will fight in the octagon. Well, yeah, I mean, that's MMA, right? That's what we're doing, fighting in the octagon. Let's see, 4-ounce gloves. Yeah, so far so good. No shoes. Well, yeah, of course. And 5-minute rounds. Yeah, that's the octagon. That's MMA fighting. That's what this is. Okay, what? Got a couple more rules here. What else is this? Let's see. No kicking.
What?
No takedowns.
What?
No elbows.
What?
No knees.
What?
Wait a second. Hold on. What you've just described there is a boxing match taking place in an octagon. That's not MMA. That's just boxing barefoot. That's what all this talk is about? They're just going to fight a boxing match in an octagon with no shoes on? It's the same thing. That's not an MMA fight. No kicking, no takedowns, no elbows, no knees. It says that you can have holds, but you can't take him down. There's no hope. What is he going to do? They're just going to jump on each other's back and ride him around like a piggyback ride? That's not MMA fighting. You know what? Why would I expect anything else from these two idiots? Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something, Daily Dose listener. If you know one single person that mentions this fight to you, and they say they're excited for this fight, they're going to watch this fight, I'm telling you right now, get them to a doctor immediately. They clearly have a head injury. I thought the first fight was stupid. This mess, we're going to fight in the octagon, but we're not really going to fight in the octagon. We're just going to box in the octagon. This makes stupid feel bad. Get out of here with this crap. I don't want to hear this. You know what? Ugh. I'm serious. I might have to put these two idiots on ban from the dose. You know, I have not even talked about the whole thing with Conor McGregor last week, because the whole thing felt like it was all fake. He went in there, he threw the barricade at the bus. The whole thing felt staged. The whole thing felt like WWE. Then we had whatever was going on with Mayweather, and Mayweather going on the Showtime fights on Saturday night and saying, yo, wait, I'm going to fight again as if it's in the octagon. And I said, oh, yeah, whatever. And then they come out and they act like they're going to put on an actual MMA fight, except for that there's no MMA fighting going on in the MMA fight. I'm telling you, I might have to put these two idiots on ban. I'm sick of Conor McGregor and I'm sick of Floyd Mayweather. Do not let your friends and family and people you work with get this idiotic fight. This is the stupidest fight maybe ever. I'm old enough that I remember the Lyle Alzado Muhammad Ali thing. I remember Rocky Balboa taking on Thunderlips. I remember the first idiotic fight that this was. This second thing they're talking about, this is even dumber. Like they've managed to drain a little out of the pool. They might have to go on ban, because this is just too stupid to talk about these two idiots anymore. Oh my goodness. That just puts me in a bad mood. I don't want to be in a bad mood. I'm not going to do that. You know, coming back, the chase for the Stanley Cup begins tonight as a few NHL playoff series are going to be starting up. Now, you know, the Stanley Cup, it might be the most coveted trophy in all of sports. Here's a question for you I want you to think about. What sports trophies do we actually care about? Okay, so here's the question that I posed to you before I went to break real quick. What trophies in sports do we actually care about? You know, in sports, you're always pushing for that championship, right? You want the ring. You want the title. You want the trophy. Well, sometimes you want the trophy. You don't always want the trophy. I want you to think about the sports that you love, the sports that we follow. Is the trophy a big deal? Not always. It's not always a big deal. Here's a few sports trophies that kind of come to mind when you think about sports trophies. First up, like we just talked about, the Stanley Cup, which might be the most coveted trophy in all of sports. You know, you win the cup, and each member of your team gets to take the cup for a day to do with it what they will. You know, the Stanley Cup, it was redesigned in 1958 to its current bigger, rounder shape. It stands about 35 inches high. It weighs about 35 pounds. And although the names of the players, the coaches, the management, the staff, they all get engraved on it, you can't actually see them all, because every 13 years, they have to remove one of the old rings from the top of the cup to make room for a new ring at the bottom. Now, like I said, it has become tradition that each player of the winning team is allowed one day with the cup. It is then returned to the Hall of Fame for safekeeping. Now, there have been a number of stories about what has gone on with the cup. There have been things planted in it. It has been kicked across a frozen canal. It has been lit on fire. It has been urinated on to extinguish that fire. It has been dented. It has been repaired. It has even been filled with holy water and used to christen a baby. Hey, the Stanley Cup has seen it all. It is probably the greatest trophy in all of sports. Another trophy that's out there that does have some value is the Lombardi Trophy. The prize for winning the NFL Super Bowl is, of course, a gaudy, hideous Super Bowl ring, but you do also get the Lombardi Trophy. Now, the Lombardi Trophy, it's sterling silver. It's 22 inches high. It weighs about 7 pounds. It's worth, they say, about $25,000. Now, after the trophy is presented to the winning team, it is sent to Tiffany & Company, where they engrave the date and the final score of the game, as well as the winning team's roster. And a new trophy is created every single year by the NFL. Now, it doesn't have the same kind of allure that the Stanley Cup has. But at least, like the Lombardi Trophy, it's a good-looking trophy. Guys seem to enjoy their time with the Lombardi Trophy. You know it when you see it. That's more than I can say for a few other trophies that are going to be on this list. Next trophy on our list is the Heisman Trophy. I mean, honestly, we have no idea what you have to do to win the Heisman Trophy, but there is instant recognition when you see it, right? You know, it was originally known as the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy. The Heisman Trophy is actually handed out to the most outstanding college football player every year. So they say. Now, the trophy is made out of bronze. It's 14 inches long. It's 13 and a half inches high. And the Heisman weighs about 25 pounds. The sculpture of the football player was actually modeled after a guy named Ed Smith, who was a friend of the sculptor. Now, when Florida quarterback Steve Spurrier won the trophy back in 1966, he gave it to the University of Florida. And since then, there are now two trophies made every single year. One for the player that they get to keep, and one for the school that they get to keep. Now, what must you do to actually win the Heisman? Like I said, it's a little bit confusing. They say, be the most outstanding player in college football. But that's not really true, is it? Maybe be the quarterback for the top-ranked team in the country? Maybe that's what they meant. Be the quarterback with the highest stats? Be named Archie Griffin? I don't know. I don't know what it is. No one can really explain it. Now, here's what's funny, though. This is a trophy to an individual. This is not for the college football championship. For that, the NCAA hands out that silly crystal-looking football. No one wants a crystal trophy. You can't kiss the crystal trophy. You can't run around with the crystal trophy. No one wants to celebrate with a Fabergé egg. The national championship trophy is kind of stupid, really. Speaking of kind of stupid, the NCAA basketball championship trophy, it's kind of dumb too. You know, it looks more like a giant plaque just on a trophy base. That's basically what it is. Now, that would be wonderful for a spelling bee.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
But not for like a sports championship. But there you go. The good old NCAA always making the most intelligent moves, aren't they? Well played, NCAA. You've got a Fabergé egg and a plaque. Nice job. Next up on trophies that we sort of care about, the Larry O'Brien Trophy. You know, the winner of the NBA Finals gets a trophy that was actually redesigned back in 1977. Now, prior to that, it looked like the serving bowl, you know, your mom used to take to the church social. It was full of potato salad or whatever. That's what it used to look like. The new trophy, it's at least a little bit better. It actually could be a tad underrated, really. The trophy is 2 feet high. It weighs about 14 and a half pounds. It is sterling silver with a 24 karat gold coating. It was produced by Tiffany & Company. They value the O'Brien trophy at about $13,000. Now, if you've seen it, the trophy shows a ball falling into the net. In 2004, it was actually taken on a nationwide tour to boost the appeal to the casual fan and kind of make this trophy a little more recognizable. The winning team, of course, gets the trophy, and a new one is made every single year. Here is my problem with the O'Brien trophy for the NBA champions. I think the flaw of the trophy is not how it looks. It's not the design. It's the name. Like, no one aspires to win the O'Brien or the Larry. Like, no one wants that. No one's like, ugh. Like, in football, you sit there and say, oh, we want to get that Lombardi trophy. You don't want to be like, hey, tonight we want to go out and win the Larry O'Brien championship trophy. Like, it just doesn't sound the same. I would say to NBA officials, come up with a cooler name. Your trophy might actually get better if you just came up with a better name. Why don't you do this? Rename it the Auerbach trophy and start a tradition of blowing cigar smoke into it. I'm telling you right now. Hey, Daily Dose is in the business of helping people. NBA, you're welcome. I just threw that one out to you. Enjoy. Another trophy that some people do care about is the FIFA World Cup trophy. It is actually kind of popular. But here's the thing, and you can look it up, you can Google it or whatever. The FIFA World Cup trophy looks like a child designed it in like pottery class and they like melted it. The current trophy, it was created in 1974. It actually can't be awarded anymore. You get it like for the time that you won and then you have to give it back to FIFA. A replica is awarded to each new winner and they hand that to you. Each trophy, they say it's about 14 and a half inches high, made of 18 karat gold, and it weighs just over 13 pounds. The bottom of the trophy shows the winning team and the winning year, but if you look at it, it looks like a soccer ball and maybe like a comic person standing in front of it. And then it looks like the ball started to melt, like it was chocolate that was left in the kid's pocket too long, and it just melted down into this ugly tube. It's not a good look. It's not a horrible trophy, but it's not great. Okay. I'm going to give you our last trophy on our list. And I'm going to tell you, this trophy is probably the dumbest trophy that's out there. And when I say that, you're going to accuse me of having a baseball bias, which is probably true, but that's not the point. This is a horrible trophy. It is the perfect example of something we talk about a lot here at the Daily Dose. It was probably thought up in a boardroom somewhere, and it sounded wonderful on paper, but in reality, the Major League Baseball Commissioner's Trophy is kind of a piece of crap. I mean, the first trophy that they ever had like this was awarded to the St. Louis Cardinals in 1967 when they beat the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. The only year that it hasn't been handed out was, of course, in 1994 when the player strike forced the cancellation of the entire postseason. Now, the Yankees have seven of these things, the most in baseball. Now, the newest version of this trophy was actually awarded to the Yankees following the 2000 World Series. It was made by Tiffany & Company. They say it's worth around $15,000. Much like the old trophy, it contains 30 flags representing each of the 30 franchises. It's 30 inches high. It's 36 inches in diameter. It weighs about 30 pounds. But here's the thing. It's those stupid 30 flags that make this trophy so worthless. It looks like a chandelier. There's very little actual surface to the trophy itself. Try to kiss this hunk of garbage. You're going to risk losing an eye or like impaling yourself. It's baseball. It's supposed to be the American pastime. It looks like that old clock at your grandma's house that you aren't allowed to touch. That's not what a trophy is supposed to be about. But hey, what else would you expect from baseball? There are some very, very cool trophies in the world of sports. You might have got one when you were a little kid playing Little League. And you know what? It was probably better than the one that they hand out for professional baseball right now. Hey, coming back, the Stanley Cup playoffs do begin tonight. I won't even pretend to follow hockey for most of the regular season. But playoff hockey? Oh, now that's something special. And you know, you don't have to be from Canada or like wear mostly denim to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. You can watch the Stanley Cup playoffs too. And our Daily Dose Power Rankings are going to let you know who the top teams are as this postseason gets rolling. We'll get to them right after this. Just a quick reminder, if you've got any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. April's Loot Crate theme, it's called Artifacts, and it features items from Marvel Comics, The Lord of the Rings, The Legend of Zelda, and The Dark Crystal. But if none of those franchises interest you, head over to Loot Crate, because you don't just have to get the crate of the month. You can pretty much pick from a ton of items that are over there. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. So make sure you stop by lootcrate.com. Okay, so the Stanley Cup playoffs do begin tonight. And yes, we know we don't talk that much hockey throughout the season, but when you get to the postseason, it's a little bit like baseball. When you get to the postseason, it starts to get exciting. And the NHL playoffs are insane. Every single shift matters. Every single possession matters. You see people in the stands living and dying on every single movement of the puck. So, with all that in mind, you might be sitting there saying, well, yeah, I might watch some NHL, but I don't know which teams to look at. I don't know which teams are the big dogs. Today on our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings,
Hump Day,
we are ranking the top five NHL teams right now as we go into the postseason. Here are the five teams to keep an eye on. These are the five probably biggest contenders to win the whole thing. Coming in at number five, we have the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, Vegas capped off the most dominant season ever by an expansion team in winning the Pacific Division title. Now, this Vegas team is very, very balanced. That's why they have a shot to actually win the whole thing. They've got a solid offense. They have an excellent penalty kill, and they've got very, very good goaltending. Now, it might seem like Vegas being an expansion team could be an underdog. They're really not, because they're just so balanced, and they are very, very good. They've been one of the top teams all year. Having said that, their first round matchup against the Los Angeles Kings, that's not a gimme. We know the success that that Los Angeles franchise has had over the past 5, 6, 7 years. Now, as these two teams played in their season series this year, they split 2-2. So Vegas versus Los Angeles should be a very, very competitive series, but the Vegas Golden Knights, they are one of the big dogs out there. Coming in at number four, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I got to put the Winnipeg Jets there. And where in the world did this team come from? I mean, after only making the postseason once since moving from Atlanta, these Winnipeg Jets are now one of the top teams in the league, probably the most dangerous team offensively in the Western Conference. And they are heading into the playoffs having won 11 of their past 12 games. Now, they'll be facing the Minnesota Wild, but so far this season, Winnipeg has beaten Minnesota 3 times to just 1. Should be a favorable matchup for Winnipeg, but you might want to keep an eye on the Winnipeg Jets. Moving up to number 3, and this might be a little bit high, but I'm going to put the Boston Bruins there. Do not sleep on this Boston Bruins team. This team is a nasty defensive machine. They will shut down your high-powered offenses. Goalie Tuukka Rask, he is capable of carrying the Bruins all the way to the cup. He's that good. Now, their first-round matchup, again, not the most advantageous. They have to face another original six team in the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Toronto has actually beaten Boston 3 times to just 1 loss this season. But I'm still going to take my chances with Boston because I like the style they play. They're tough defensively. They've got good goaltending. Boston could be a team that could go all the way to the cup. Down to our final two teams, one in the East, one in the West. Our number two team on our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings.
Hump Day!
I'm going to put the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, it was just last year that Tampa missed the postseason completely. But this season, they are the top offense in the league statistically. You know, they put some serious pressure on you because you can't afford to take penalties. Because if you do, oh, Tampa's going to make you pay for them. Their penalty kill is not great, but Tampa is a legitimate threat to win it all because of that high-scoring offense. Now, in the first round, they will be facing the surprising New Jersey Devils, who were one of the worst teams in the NHL just last season. But the Devils went and got some good young talent, and they have some scoring punch as well. You know, the Devils actually swept the Lightning this season 3-0. Now, I think Tampa will be okay. I don't think that's going to carry over in the postseason. But if you want a fast-paced, back-and-forth series, Tampa versus New Jersey in the first round, yeah, that might be the one to watch. They come in at number 2. So who am I ranking the top NHL team right now heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs? It's got to be the Nashville Predators. Hey, it is Stanley Cup or bust for the Predators. They have the league's best goalie in Pekka Rinne, what is probably the league's best defense, and a much improved offense over last season when they lost to Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, the Predators are going to be facing my Colorado Avalanche in the opening round. And while I'm cheering for this young Colorado team, hey, I know it's probably going to be a very, very short series. It's all right. Colorado's young and Nashville is loaded. The Nashville Predators are definitely the big dog in the NHL going into this postseason. Now, you might hear these rankings and think, well, okay, so I guess we should be seeing what, Nashville versus Tampa? Or maybe a Boston or someone like that slips through. But here's the thing about hockey. Hockey can be a little bit flaky. In football or basketball, if you get outplayed, you're getting beat. There are times in hockey when you can outplay the other team, but maybe you get a sneaky goal, or maybe you're facing a hot goaltender, and that can still carry a team that is getting outplayed to a win. We see upsets every single year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and not like 5s over 4s, not like that. I'm talking like 8s beating 1s. Now, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but the Stanley Cup playoffs are an entirely different animal. And if you watch them, I'm telling you, you will be entertained. Any of these 5 teams I just named could win the whole thing. And you know what? Any of the 5 teams I just named could be upset at any time. Stanley Cup playoffs are going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, tomorrow on the Daily Dose, we will be discussing, of course, the latest in sports news, see what stories just might be coming out. And as usual on Thursday, we will have our Daily Dose overreactions of the week. You know that we always get a few of those from the sports media. I have to say thank you so much for listening to and for sharing the show. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. I actually received an email this week. We're going to have to read that probably tomorrow as well. If you would like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. hit us up on email, dailydosports@gmail.com, or find us over on Facebook or Twitter. And be sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.